Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go, baby. It's Friday. Hey, it's game day.
Yeah, man. NBA Cup, baby. NBA Cup.
Yes, indeed, man. We welcome you in here to the Friday, November 7th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums
alongside
of
our executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
A quick note, man, 1 week from tonight, we are hosting Hella Holiday. You'll have to find out where, but we're hosting Hella Holiday with Ty Dolla $ign, the King of R&B, Jacquees, and G-Eazy. Tickets are available on Ticketmaster outlets, but it's going to be one of the dopest shows that has hit Sacramento all year. It's 1 week from tonight.
Yes,
if you're a hip-hop fan and you're looking for something super exciting to do, man. We're hosting that show. We've got Oasis out there with us in that amazing lineup that we just ran down. So go cop your tickets for that. We're going to have a good time. 1 week from tonight, we're going to have a good time today. Godfrey's going to be at the Punchline tonight. He's going to join us coming up right around the top of the hour. And Corey Close, the head coach of UCLA women's basketball, number three UCLA women's basketball, the national coach of the year. She swept all the coaching honors last year. She's going to be with us. Also, coming up in that 3 o'clock hour, we'll give out tickets to UCLA and Oklahoma. It's going to be at the Golden 1 Center coming up this Monday.
That's going to be a game.
Yes, indeed. But as you noted, man, the NBA Cup is back tonight at the Golden 1 Center. Always love the vibes for NBA Cup games. It's very cool. I know the first year people were skeptical and like, whatever. I remember you and I walked into that game, very unusual too. This normally doesn't happen with us, but we walked into that game together and entered the lower bowl. We were late. We might have been doing something at the ice rink that night.
Yeah, we were doing the ice rink that night.
And we walked in, and when we hit, you know, went past the curtain and saw that lower bowl for the first time, or, you know, saw the actual arena.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, well, this looks different. Then about 5 minutes later, it was like, hey, this feels different. Like, this feels like this had an atmosphere to it. And it was a lot of fun. Hopefully that atmosphere is there tonight. Chet's here. Shea's here. Like, the stars are here. I know Sacramento has kind of, just from a fan perspective, they've been on the short end of the stick so far this year. You know, considering only a handful of home games have been played, The Lakers and Warriors were included in those, and you didn't get to see Luka. You didn't get to see LeBron. You didn't get to see Steph, and you didn't get to see Jimmy.
Yeah.
That's four Hall of Famers and a lot of star power right there that didn't play at the Golden One Center. So the fact that the big dogs, the MVP, the defending champs, are taking the floor tonight. We know Zach LaVine is off of the injury report. I actually didn't check the latest injury report to see where Domantas Sabonis is. I'm going to assume he's going to be closer to a game time decision. I think we found out about 2:33 a couple of days ago that he wasn't going to play. I imagine it would probably be around that same time frame that we'll find out if he's going to play or not tonight.
Yeah, last I saw, this was about an hour ago, hour and a half ago, he was listed as questionable.
Still,
so,
yeah.
Kyle said it on the Insiders, and I kind of agree. I'd be a little bit surprised if he didn't play tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit surprised if he didn't play. I think from what I can tell, the injury is just, you know, some discomfort, you know, bruising, not broken ribs or nothing like that from anything that's been reported. And once again, like we always say, Domas is a tough dude.
He is.
And if it's just that, I could see him saying, I'll be fine. Just give me a day or two. And that, you know, was the other day. He got that day or two. I think he'll be out.
Problem with those ribs, though, is that pain reverberates. When you got a rib that's bruised, hurt, sore, moved, like whatever, that makes you feel like your back hurts. That makes you feel like you can't breathe. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much that goes into, you know, that part of the body. So, but you said it. He's as tough as they come. And I have my frustrations with Domantas Sabonis. His toughness is not one of them.
Right.
His ability and willingness to play through pain and discomfort, again, not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He does that. And they need him tonight. I mean, this team's a monster.
Yeah, you're going up against the world champs. Chet will be back. Chet wasn't there in that first game. Yeah, you need Domas if he's available. Once again, it's just a gut feeling that I have. It's not, oh, if he doesn't play, it's the sign of something more serious or there's something wrong. Nah, it's just a feeling. After watching Domas for about 3 years, I think he might try to get out there tonight.
Okay.
Just a gut feeling.
Zach LaVine being back makes me feel good knowing what he's done offensively this year, or what he's done, period. I didn't mean to minimize what he's been doing on the offensive end. And the Kings played really well against Oklahoma City the other night. I think even during Oklahoma City's emergence, rise, they played them really well. Not so much last year. Last year, things didn't go so well in some of those matchups against Oklahoma City, one of which, coincidentally enough, we spoke about yesterday. The game right before De'Aaron Fox was traded, as we're drawing some parallels.
Their knees cut out before the game even started.
It's bad. Yeah, it was bad. But obviously they played well. Unfortunately, they played well for, that was October 28th, not that long ago. And they're getting the Thunder, for those who haven't caught on to this or who aren't avid schedule watchers, the Thunder are getting the Warriors-Lakers treatment. I think it was last year, it was three games against the Lakers in the first part of the season. The year before, it was three games against the Warriors in the first part of the season. This year, it's three games against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, they're back in OKC in like a week.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It's not that far away that they're playing their third game against the Thunder.
I think Thunder, Nuggets, and T-Wolves play like three times in this opening, like in 2025.
Sure.
Like before we get to 2026. So it's a gift and a curse because, you know, it's a tough way to start off your season, especially with the Kings having injuries and people in and out of the lineup and trying to get adjusted to a new system and all this other stuff. So that's the down part about it. But once you're done with them, you're done with them. You know, and you'll have another 50, 60 games or whatever to not deal with what I think potentially could be three of the best teams in basketball. So you just got to find a way to to survive through this one. I just thought about something too. Tuesday against the Nuggets, NBC game. Is that an NBA Cup game too? That should be, right?
Say that again.
Tuesday against the Nuggets, NBC, Kings Nuggets. That should be NBA Cup too, I thought.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
I didn't know the Nuggets were in their group, though. That's what has me tripping.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, NBA Friday. Cup games aren't just Fridays, so that would make sense. And this is the Kings' first one.
Yep. I don't know. Random thought.
That's fine. Well, speaking of random, this has nothing to do with nothing. But I feel like this is a new. Oh no! Hold on. Give me a second. I'm trying to. There we go. Got it. I got it. Everything's fine, guys. Relax.
Why can't I find the groups? There we go. Real quick, just pay it off. It is not. Denver's not in their group.
So that's not a cup game.
No.
So when's their next cup game?
I don't know. I guess the following Friday.
Do they only play one? The Kings play. Kings are 1-0 in group play.
Send them to the finals.
Minnesota next Friday on the road. It is Tuesdays and Fridays, right?
That's what I thought too. But
maybe it's just Fridays.
Yeah, maybe they changed that up a little bit.
Well, they changed the Vegas thing, which neither one of us knew.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that one.
Look, this is talk about random. Let's just make it a bit here at this point. Because I started following a Knicks account last year, too. And I came across this video this morning of our dear, close, longtime personal friend, Mike Brown. And I thought, you know what? Anytime a video of Mike Brown pops up on my timeline, I'm going to watch it. And so I watched this. And, well, follow along. And we'll discuss at the end.
Okay.
The clip is a little over a minute, but
I can't wait for this.
Just follow along.
I haven't seen this one.
Again.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, good. Oh, that's going to make this even better. Here's our very, very good friend, the head coach of the New York Knicks, Mike Brown.
Coach Page said that before the game, he sees a lot of tendencies.
You probably can't hear that. Don't matter. It's inconsequential. There's a question. New York reporter, blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about it. Nothing to do with nothing. Mike's just listening.
Okay.
Here's Mike Brown.
How do you see it kind of evolving?
Well, I would say this after our game against Chicago. I walked by Kev and I said, I told Kevin Herter, I said, miss you, man. I enjoyed our time working together in Sacramento. He said, yeah, coach, I did too. He goes, dang. You brought everything that we did in Sacramento here with the exact same calls. I felt like I was back in Sacramento on offense. I knew everything that was coming. So we're trying to play the same way. We want to play with pace. We want to space the floor the right way. We want to touch the paint. We want to make quick decisions. We want to reverse the ball so the defense.
You know what? None of this matters.
That's
none of this matters. Let's go back here just for a second. Just for a second.
After our game against Chicago, I walked by Kev and I said, I told Kevin Herter, I said, miss you, man. I enjoyed our time working together.
Is that right?
I'm sorry, Mike.
Interesting.
What? You did? You went up to Kevin Herter and said, I missed you, man?
we getting real. First of all, okay. Hold on, there's a couple things going on here.
Now, by the way, there was about 20 seconds left in the video.
Yeah.
You know I would have played it if he coughed. He did not cough. He did not clear his throat. We didn't miss anything. None of that was there. I legit, no one in the house but me watching this clip like, Kevin Herter, Mr. Schmidt. What? Start over. What did you just say? All right, Mike. Missed you, man.
So
all right,
couple things going on. Number one, do we believe that that was a Draymond Green situation? Did he really say all that to Kevin Herter? I believe he did.
I think he did.
We just want to get that straight.
Yep, you know,
I think he did.
I think he did.
Secondly, sir, didn't you try to get him off the court for Chris Duarte? Well, boy.
Several times.
Dude, man. This guy, boy. Shout out Mike Brown, man. Shout out Mike Brown. I ain't got nothing bad to say about
I don't know. There was something about something about the phrase. I told Kevin, I missed you, man. Okay, Mike.
I've been trying to tell you guys.
Mike, you're a goddamn liar. Oh, man.
Oh, bro.
Called him Kevin everything.
Well, you know, it's just this.
Hey, Mike, is Kevin healthy? I don't know. I was in a meeting. I don't know. He was playing pickup with the coaches, I think. I don't know. What are you asking me for? I just got here.
That was the greatest media availability ever. He legit said, I don't know. Did he?
What about Soso? Yeah, he's playing.
That's exactly.
Yeah, I think there was another player. I don't remember who the player
was. Chris is healthy. No. Duarte's healthy. He's good to go. Yeah, he's going to be out there. He's good to go.
Duarte's good to go. I mean, what kind of question is that? I know about all my players and their injuries.
Yeah,
what are you talking
about? What about Kevin, Mike?
You know, to be honest with you, James.
Very good.
Excuse me. I don't know. I was in meetings. But when you talk about my guys, I know Chris Duarte is going to be ready to play.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep
but,
doing that.
But my guys, you know.
What's up, boy?
I know. I know about my guys. Yeah. And Duarte's he's definitely ready to play.
There it is.
All he's right. definitely ready to play.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah, no, let's bring in someone who can actually do impressions. Our man Godfrey at the punchline. What's up, buddy? Yeah, man, how are you?
Oh, I washed my hands. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. What's up, baby? Man? You good?
Oh, I'm good, man. We're sold out.
Okay.
That's real good.
So Godfrey, like, I don't know why I'm here.
Well, I mean, I remember you. I said, let me come through, you know.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah, we appreciate it. I came last time. Yeah,
okay. Okay. Well, we appreciate it, man. We thank you for coming to hang out. You don't have to stand there. There's a chair right there if you want to sit down and relax. You got to stand this whole time. My man was doing his impression of Mike Brown, the New York Knicks coach, our former coach here in Sacramento.
Okay.
Yeah, when you walked in, and I know the your Trump impression with Dre.
Goodness. That was so crazy. Man, it was so viral. And I did some more. I was at his house a couple days ago again.
Dre's, not Trump's.
Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre. I was there hanging out again, man. Because we're working on some stuff with my buddy. So, and Dr. Dre is always, we talk like a regular. It's regular now. He's like, he'll call me. Oh, what's up, man? Mm-hmm. It's like, what? Dr. Dre? That's crazy. Like, I mean, I always go, now I'm getting used to it, but it's like, because it's all social media, man. It's just like, yo, I'm a big fan. Because Big Boy hooked it up.
Okay.
Big Boy called me. He said, yo, and he called me at like 9, and I live in New York, so he called me at 9. I said, what is Big Boy calling me for? It must be something. He goes, yo, can Dr. Dre have your number? I said, oh, yeah, what for? And then I'm thinking, let me look back and make sure I didn't say nothing about Dr. Dre. I'm like, yo, because I'm always talking smack. And I said, nah. And then from there, it was just like, he's just cool, man. He's just cool. Respects what I'm doing. I'm like, right on.
And that impression's going to miss a few people, but that Big Boy was crazy.
Yeah, that was Big Boy.
So you got that, right? Where'd you grow up in the States? Or like
Chicago.
Okay.
I came from Chicago. My parents are Nigerian.
That's what I remember.
Nigerian.
Yeah.
And, born in Nebraska. My father was in school in Nebraska. This is right. My parents are war people. They came from Civil War, got out there. Father had a scholarship for teaching and education. And my father was an educator, 45 years in Chicago. So, but he, Nebraska, and I don't know nothing about Nebraska. We moved to Chicago.
Gotcha. I only asked that because I got my family on the East Coast or whatever, and they say California specifically, LA people have an accent. Like, we do not. And then they'll be like, yeah.
It depends.
They'll be like, go into the core. Go
it
to
depends,
the core.
But that,
like,
yeah,
bro,
it's a,
not,
you got,
what?
There is the LA thing. Some, you know, because Big Boy has that accent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a twang. It's a weird twang. Yo, cuz, and you know, I said it, Mark, you a Mark. Yo, cuz, you know what I mean?
Bust out like MC8.
MC8's from, Snoop has it.
Yeah.
Certain people have it. Big Boy has his version.
Yeah.
Some have a neutral, but it's, and I think it could be a, Could be a Louisiana thing. Mm. A lot of Louisiana people.
Yeah,
come
there was a California. There was a,
I don't know.
There's a lot of people from the South historically,
but different parts of the South. Because like Compton was, I mean, I think Compton was like all white at one time, and then black people came in, and it, actually they got treated worse when they moved. The migration, the migration in the '40s was because I was in the Midwest. There was Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis. That was that '40s migration. So a lot of people I grew up with were from Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Tennessee. And here, but in New York, it's like North Carolina, South Carolina, a lot of that, you know. But here, I think, I'm thinking because you got Houston, Louisiana's by Houston. So I'm thinking a lot of people from the South here in California, maybe is more Louisiana. Or something.
I read something about it. I think it's Louisiana. I think Alabama is in there too. That's as far east
as it varies.
Really goes.
Yeah, it varies on the location. Yeah, but yeah, man.
Then that white flight hit in
the white flight. I think white flight. No, they when we came, they would leave. But
I think George H.W. Bush had a house in Compton.
Probably. Yeah.
I think I did hear that too.
Yeah, because they had a TV show called The Covenant or something about 50s, the Compton in 50s, and a black family moving there and being like tortured by the white neighbors and stuff. This is Compton. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these places were like all white at one time. It's like, you know, suburbs and city, like whites moved to the suburbs and then blacks came and then whites go, we want the city back. Then they would gentrify and run down the city. And so whites could come and price black people out, and black people would move back out to the suburbs. So they've always, like, you know, redlining. You know, there's a book called Color of Law.
Yeah.
Which a white guy wrote, so it's true. If it was a black
actually,
if it was a black day named Hassan Muhammad Khalid III wrote a called How Could They Do This to Us? And he's on the front cover like, yeah, man, you know they redline this, man. Read my book. Everyone be like, I don't know. That's a little extreme. But this guy named Robert Rothstein wrote it.
Yeah, I talked to him once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Man, he killed it with
he
that.
He did, yeah.
Every chapter I'm infuriated on what they've done for black Americans especially. I mean, and the first city to redline was San Francisco.
Well, one of the I don't want to say the bigger redlining project. Maybe that's the right way to say it, but was here. It's Southland Park.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because San Francisco was the first.
Yeah.
Which I was like, and I'm thinking, oh, it'll be Chicago, man. Because Chicago's the most segregated city to this day. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, it'll be Chicago. No, San Francisco, with their progressive bragging, they were the first to redline African-Americans after the war. They didn't even give black soldiers housing. They gave the better housing to the white soldiers and cramped up black people. That's where, like, the project stuff started. Because it was for everybody. The projects were built for everybody. But then they would, like, cramp the black people in and give more benefits to the white soldiers. I'm reading this going, wow. Then they built Levittown. There was a thing called Levitt towns. These towns. Some guy named Levitt built all these towns. And he said, make sure you don't sell to black people. It was law. They installed, the judges knew it. They said, don't sell to black people. Don't give them any houses. And then if you had money, make sure the mortgages are so bad that they can't afford them. So everything was designed for us not to have, the black Americans not to have anything.
Right.
So that's when they say, you guys got to work hard. What black person isn't working hard? It's called slavery. I think we're black people working harder than everybody at some point with no pay. So America was built on the backs of black people. Yeah. Period. That's just facts. And I'm coming as a Nigerian, but I've read all these books since I was 18. I got books in storage. That's how many books I have. So it's like it's facts. So when people go, you blacks are, yeah, go wait a minute, shh, quiet. It was illegal for black people to read, and now they've caught up. You had a 400-year lead. What happened? What happened, supreme people? What happened? You're not even leading in education. It's Asians and Africans are stomping you into the ground, and black women are the most educated in America. You had a 400-year lead. Who are you? You had a lead in sports until we showed up. What are you talking about? How supreme are you? You're nothing but mediocrity, and you're calling yourself supreme? When? That's a skateboarding company. you talking about? That's a taco flavor.
Someone tuning in right now, like, what is he performing at the Punchline?
Well, some real stuff, though. But I say this on stage, though. This ain't no secret. I'm a business dude.
You buy a house in Land Park today. Mm-hmm. You buy one of those original houses. The deed will say, I've seen it. The deed will say, no Negroes after sunset.
No Negroes after. They still got sundown towns.
Yeah.
They're still deciding whether they should stop lynching black people. They haven't signed the anti-lynching bill. They got to figure. They've already lynched a couple.
It happened about a month ago, right? Yeah, about a month ago.
And they've been. And just
he hung himself. Godfrey, you didn't hear.
That's it. Well, he stung himself on a tree.
People are known to do that.
You know who commits suicide?
The number one form of suicide. Black people.
It's most of them. It's middle-aged white men. There was a psychologist that was. He was having therapy with a lot of middle-aged white men, and he was wondering why they were being so angry and wanting to commit suicide. Do you know this man? What this man said? He said the reason why a lot of white men wanted to commit suicide was because of black progress.
Jeez,
this is in his study. They were like, because black people are making it.
That's
making
crazy.
It from all the disadvantages. When you had all the advantage, that's why my white guy friends, when they haven't made it, I go, you're a true loser. I don't know what to tell you, man. What's your excuse? The man got you down? I don't know what to say. And they'll come to me going, things aren't working out. Look, this is the reason why they don't like me. I don't know what your excuse is. What do you want me to do?
You know what the funny
is? We got to be three times better than you. That's why when that dude, you know, CK, I don't want to use his name, when Kirk said, hey, if I see a black pilot, I don't think he's going to be good. You might want to fly with the black pilot because they made him fly 18,000 hours more than, you know what I mean? And Tuskegee Airmen were the greatest fighter pilots ever in history. Mm-hmm. Never missed a tour, never failed on a tour. What you talking about? Mm. But it's this sickness that they have ingrained saying, you guys aren't the best. I said, there's proof saying we are dope. I mean, black people in general, black Americans are unreal. Right. You think about it. Everyone's like this. They cut snap. White folks are the only ones bitching. Mm. It wasn't made for black folks. Mm. They got the advantage. Mm. This is the one thing I do like about Trump. It's shining the light on all the whites that are on welfare because they're the most on welfare. And black folks are like, I'm about to go to Costco. What you about to do? Because black folks have been striving without no benefits.
Right.
So they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's not the 50s. You're not going to run up on black folks because you're going to get your ass whooped. I've watched a lot of knockouts in Walmart. There's a lot of black. When black folks are fighting you, it's coming from a different kind of infuriation. It's coming from segregation, Jim Crow, mass incarceration, police brutality. So when you get hit by one of us, it's like it's a different beatdown. You're mad because we just exist. That ain't gonna be the win in a fight.
We're mad because of what we've had to exist in.
And you're dealing with that? You're dealing with that kind of rage? Mm-hmm. And to top it off, this is lightweight on what's happened to just black people around the world. This is lightweight stuff, the brutality. And we're still forgiving you. We're still cool with you. We're still like, hey, as long as you're cool. And a lot of times my buddies go, yo, I was at this event, right? And I was the only white guy there. I said, what happened to you? Nothing. I go, exactly. Because we're human beings. We don't care what you look like. If we see a white person come in our area, we go, well, what are they doing here?
Right.
We're like, you're usually not happy with us. Why are you here? But we still treat you as long as you're a good person. Right. We don't care. We'll be like, nah, he's cool. But in the reverse, it's like, what are you doing here? Like, why are you here? We don't like you. Why are you here? Why are you in our space?
How do we get you out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, first of all, anthropologically, why are you here? We are first here. Black folks are the oldest people on the planet, thousands of years older. You came after us through movement and mutation. You came after us. Huh? The sun don't like you. How about that? And you're mad at me, and the sun is mad at you.
The sun is mad at you.
We are people who the sun loves. We belong on this planet. We produce vitamin D when the sun hits our skin. Scientifically, this is fact. You don't. You burn. Something's off here. and you have the nerve to lay out on the beach in a place you don't own, and you're burning up from it. You're Kung Fu fighting.
Come on, man. Hey.
That's my ringtone. Everybody was Kung Fu fighting.
Hey,
we talking today, baby?
I'm just saying, it's just say what you want. We needed this to happen. It's horrible, but we needed this wake up. My Mexican friends, I'm like, dog. This whole, well, you know, Mexican, they don't like black people. I go, no one cares. I don't care that a Mexican don't like me. You know what a Mexican racism is like? It's like going to a community college and trying to transfer your credits to Harvard. It don't work. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. It's whack. What are you hating me for? They're picking you up. It's white organizations sending you over the border. They have some of us working because we want some money and we sell out. But other than that, black folks haven't done anything to you, Mexico. Stop. Stop with that. Go fight the people. But a lot of times people are so, you know, we're so, you know, embellished by white powers that they're afraid to answer the real people that are putting you and leaving you in ghettos and not and defunding your schools. Mm. But you want to hate black folks. Mm. We're both struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, all Mooney has said, or George Collins said, is coming into fruition.
Friendly reminder, but this isn't a podcast.
Oh, my fault.
No, you're good. You're good.
You know they never bleep out anyway, so what are we doing? They'll bleep out everything else, but our racial slur, they keep in. So what's the big deal, guys?
You didn't ruin it.
I didn't curse.
No, said, you're fine. You're good. Yeah, you're good.
But I did it in Paul Mooney's voice. So it was
terrifying. That's Paul Mooney said it.
Because that's exactly what Paul Mooney would do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.